Pat, good morning.
Yeah, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the show. Could you give us a little overview, I suppose, of the major findings of this survey?
Yeah, well, the main thing that it looks like that the ATO was trying to work out was exactly how happy people were with how they'd been treated, particularly when they were having disputes over their tax bills. So, you know, all kinds of disputes can arise when you're paying your tax bill. So, they, over the course of a few years, they've been running this rolling survey where they basically ask people whether they feel like they've been treated fairly. And over the course of the past few years, as they've been running this survey, the numbers have been kind of languishing. Around sort of 50% was the first figure for people who said that they've been treated fairly, so about half in 2014 when this began. And there was a spike to about 60% a couple of years ago. The ATO stopped publishing this report, so we decided to do an FOI, a Freedom of Information request, to see what the numbers are showing now. And it's quite negative still. It's you know, sort of almost half of people still say they haven't been treated fairly, and they've also expressed concerns about the time it's taken to resolve their disputes, the amount of information they've received about where their dispute is up to. It is worth remembering that this is, you know, people who have had disputes. It's not everybody who's had a dealing with the ATO. So they've got, you know, obviously some concerns about why they're dealing with the ATO in the first place, but it's obviously not particularly flattering. But the ATO, they say that they've seen an improvement in these numbers. It's gone from 50% when it started to 56% now. So they're saying strategies that they've put in place to try to improve their relationship with taxpayers is working.
Well, as you say, yeah, the using people who have had disputes with the ATO previously probably going to skew the results just slightly. What does the ATO actually use this information for?
Well, they say that it's used for essentially trying to work out how to improve their relationships with taxpayers. So, in these kinds of situations where somebody is in a dispute, they obviously have an interest in trying to make it as seamless as possible. So, you know, the explanation from the ATO is that they want to improve this relationship, and that's been a sort of a long term project, really. I guess the question is why aren't the numbers improving? And that's something that's been, you know, sort of demonstrated by the Four Corners report earlier this year that identified a whole range of taxpayers, mostly small businesses, who'd had serious problems with their dealings with the ATO, and also some whistleblowers within the ATO who had blown the whistle on internal revenue targets and all sorts of issues that I think came as a surprise to a lot of people. So in that context, you know, this result, this continued result is quite an issue for the ATO.
Any indication as to how the ATO would like to deal with this one? I mean, are they going to try and resolve disputes better and be fairer, or is it just the perception of fairness that needs to be repaired?
Well, I mean, these are all things I would have liked to have asked them in an interview. They didn't want to do one. I mean, what they're saying is that they are, you know, they're still using these numbers. They are committed to, you know, to continuing to keep an eye on this. And in fact, they're currently collating the latest set of data for this financial year, and they're going to publish that data in the annual report. We don't know what it's going to show, but you know, the ATO's position is this is all part of a strategy to improve relationships with the taxpayers and improve the image of the ATO as a fair and professional institution to deal with.
Matt, thanks very much for joining us on the program, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Yeah, no problem, Sean, anytime.